Shalom, everybody! In the very beginning of Parshas Nitzavim, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Bnei Yisrael that they are now, together, entering into a bris, into a covenant with Hashem. Moshe tells Bnei Yisrael in the very beginning of our Parsha, Perek Chavtes, Pasuk Tes, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. You are all standing before Hashem, all of you together, leaders and officers, adults and children, men and women, everyone is standing now before Hashem. And Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, asks why these words, why this introduction to the covenant is placed here and is phrased in that way, right after the challenging curses and rebuke that we heard at the end of last week's parsha. And Rashi answers, quoting the Medrash Tanchuma, that when Bnei Yisrael heard the curses in last week's Parsha, Horiku Pneihem, their faces turned pale. They were horrified. They were shocked. They felt that there was no hope. There was no tomorrow. And therefore Moshe said to them, don't worry. Atem nitzavim hayom kulchem. Look around you. You're all here. Yes, you have angered Hashem many times, but you're still here. I have not completely eliminated you, says Hashem. Atem nitzavim hayom kulchem. That's the connection. Bnei Yisrael heard the curses, and this is the consolation. And that's Rashi based on the Medrash. However, we have to ask a question on the language that the Medrash uses in describing the curses in last week's Parsha. When the Medrash describes the curses from last week's Parsha, and Rashi quotes this language, the Medrash says that Bnei Yisrael became horrified when they heard the curses. But the Medrash does not say that they heard 98 curses in last week's Parsha, but rather the Medrash says, Shamu Yisrael Mea Klalos Chaser Shtaim. Bnei Yisrael heard 100 curses minus 2. That's 98. We all know that 100 minus 2 is 98. So why didn't the Medrash say that they heard 98 curses in last week's Parsha? Why does the Medrash say, Shamu Yisrael Mea Klalos Chaser Shtaim? They heard 100 minus 2. This question is asked by the Kli Yakar, Rav Shlomo Ephraim Lunchitz, who died in 1619, and he says the following beautiful idea in the very beginning of our parsha. When a person hears the terrible, terrible things that Hashem said in last week's parsha, things that would happen if someone doesn't follow Hashem, it may be easy for them, anyone who wants to remain in denial, it's easy for them to say, I'm not worried. I can prepare for anything Hashem throws my way. War is coming, I'll have a good army. Disease is coming, I'll get a good physician. Famine is coming, no problem. My investment portfolio is solid, and on and on. They'll say this is not so scary, it's not so daunting. But then they hear the following from last week's Parsha, Perek Chav Ches Pasuk Samach Aleph, Gam Kol Choli V'Chol Maka Asher Lo Kasuv B'Sefer HaTorah Hazos Ya'aleim Hashem Alecha Ad Hishamdach. Every sickness, every plague which is not written in the Torah, Hashem will bring them on you until you are destroyed. We heard that in last week's Parsha. These are two things that are impossible to prepare for. How can you prepare for something which is not written? How can that person prepare for sickness and plague which is not written? It's very scary. The unknown is very scary. It's daunting. When we hear what may happen to us, we feel that we can survive it. It's defined. It's articulated. It's expected. But these two things which are not defined, which are not articulated, they cannot be expected and therefore are very horrifying. And that is how the Kli Yakar explains the language in the Medrash. It wasn't so much the 98 curses that Bnei Yisrael heard that made them petrified. It wasn't the 98, but it was the minus 2. It was the 2 that were not said. It was the 2 that cannot be planned for. That is what scared Bnei Yisrael. We feel like we can get through anything except the unknown. And the Kli Yakar does not say the following, but perhaps one can suggest the following based on what the Kli Yakar said. It is absolutely true that the unknown is scary and daunting and seemingly overwhelming and insurmountable. But how does Moshe restore Bnei Yisrael's confidence? What does Moshe say to tell Bnei Yisrael that it'll be all right? How does Moshe comfort Bnei Yisrael? Atem nitzavim hayom kulchem. By sticking together as one. If you stand together with achdus, unified, as one nation, then you, Bnei Yisrael, can survive anything, even the unknown. Have an amazing day, everyone.